We already felt that the presence of God is in our midst, and that already the right word was read. Our Lord will not tarry. He will come. He will not come too late. And we are not thinking on drawing back, but unto walking forward together with our Lord. May there come what may come. Brother Rus, time and again, he was reading with joy that Paul and Silas, even in prison, they have sung songs praising God. Under all circumstances, whatever might come, we want to praise the Lord and thanking Him for the great privilege that we in this time are gathered in His name, in His presence, and this with a right attitude. One has to come with a right attitude, listening to the Lord. And this right attitude, the Pharisees, all the scribes were missing, all them who were thinking to know God and to preach God's word. As it was then, so it is today. All know all things better. But there are people on the earth who get silent in the presence of the Lord. In the right attitude, as Mary, sitting at the feet of our Lord, hearing the words and then pondering upon them in the heart. Already what we looked at last night, we are still overwhelmed. And the phone calls early this morning, they started to come in, just very mighty. And mighty, what God's word accomplished unto the ends of the earth. And one phone call from Johannesburg, it brought it to the point. God wanted, I noted it down here, God wants a church which is one in the word and in the spirit of God. In the word and in the spirit of God. I don't want to forget to welcome all of you, especially all our friends from all neighboring countries, Czech Republic, Slovakia, from Romania. Today we want to welcome our friends from Oradea, Romania. Just so wonderful how God leads everything. We also don't want to forget to greet Brother John and Brother Daniel, Brother Florine, greeting all of them. Just all who are joined with the Lord and with us. We are not puffed up, brothers and sisters, if I say here, he who is joined with the Lord, he is also joined with us, because we are joined with the Lord by the word and by the spirit. And this inner, most inner love, which joins us with the head and also among one another. Then we have friends here and brothers from Guadeloupe. Please, brother, stand up so that all can see you. The Lord God bless you. May He be with you. We are always happy when we are hearing how God is blessing you. Then we have our brother Didier in our midst, who was with me in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Please stand up, Brother Didier, so that the people, that my brothers and sisters can see you. A man whom God is using in a mighty way. The Lord be with you and bless you. Then we have Brother Tati in our midst. A man who is a very good interpreter. Where is Brother Tati?
Where are you? Yes, God bless you, sure. And yeah, God segne einfach alle.
May God bless just all. Here we have received an email from Edmonton, Canada. From Johannesburg. And just as I said before, from Nairobi. And from Cape Town. I'm not sure where from. Just so nice. This was the email in reference to Addis Ababa. That God has really opened a door so that the word of the Lord can be brought. Then, just briefly now, the announcement in this circular letter, May 2010. Here we have the meetings announced, which will be, God willing, on Day of Pentecost, Sunday in Berlin, the 23rd of May. We are, of course, coming back from Israel. Tomorrow we are flying with a group of 51 persons to Israel. And God will most surely bless, and God will bless also you. We are praying for Israel, God's natural chosen people. Then I may announce on the 26th of June, before Zurich, there will be a meeting in Salzburg, Austria. We just want to redeem the time, and if it is one day and one meeting only, we want to serve all. God willing, we will also come again to Paris, and wherever need might be. And you also, Brother and Sister Wagner, all who are here today, God bless you in a special way. Just so nice, and again nice, that the Lord is calling His own from the ends of the earth. In this most southern part of Chile, God called out. Not so, precious brothers and sisters. We're just happy. Then we think on all our friends, as already mentioned, from Czech Republic, from all people's tongues and nations, from Italy, Austria, Switzerland, France, Belgium, from everywhere. We wish from this place all our brothers and sisters, also on this continent, starting on top Finland, up down to Palermo, we wish all God's richest blessing. Beginning with New Zealand, where the day starts, every day starts as first there in New Zealand, and then the day takes its course. We are greeting all in New Zealand, Australia, USA, Canada, really all over the earth. May the Lord God have his own way with all of us. Yesterday, we were reading the quotes from the mouth of Brother Branham. And once again, I've written them down. And even more, three more quotes I took over here concerning the Word. Concerning the Word, we've put the Word at the first place. No human explanation, no interpretation, but only the Word in the original. There, Brother Branham said, the Word may not be placed somewhere else. Secondly, the Word must not be taken out of context. Thirdly, the Word must not be interpreted privately. And then we are coming to the five statements of last night. It has to take place at His appointed time. It has to be done according to His Word. It must be the person of His choice. It must be revealed to His prophet. The prophet has to be confirmed by God through the Word. In the summary, we have here an overall view of what is really meant. You all know, I was together with Brother Branham 7 weeks before the opening of the seven seals. I was with him. To me, he said that he should move to Tucson because of the commandment of the Lord. And there, he would see the fulfillment of what was shown to him in a vision. He was asking me to preach for him in Los Angeles to the full gospel people. I don't want to go here into details. But then, I still want to read from the last minutes of the seventh seal, just for your information. Brother Branham, on the 24th of March, 63, he just preached about the seventh seal. He was finished, and then he went home, and the Lord spoke to him. Return and record what I will tell you. And in these last minutes of the Monday, the 25th of March, 1963, these statements are coming now. I have the seals book in the English language. I have it before me. Here it is on page 567. I read, it might be that my time has come. And that I will not stand in the way of this important person which will come on the scene. Perhaps by this ministry through which I have tried to bring the people back to the Word, perhaps I have laid the foundation. If it is like this, then I will leave you forever, because not two not two will be on the scene for the at the same time. Then on page 573, Brother Branham says, I pray that the Lord will help me. I start to fade away, but the Lord has taken care that it will go on. I pray that you, O God, will help me. Let me be true, O Lord, and sincere and honest. That what you have entrusted to me, the message, to bring the message as far as you have commanded me to bring it. And if it is now so far that I have to go away, when I come to the Jordan River and when the waves are coming over me, O God, then I know that I have done everything what I had to do, because you have taken the old sword, you have given me the old sword, and I want to hand it over to him who is sincere and honest, so that he, in the name of the Lord, carries the sword, preaching the truth. Be with him, O Lord. Then, on page 576, page 576, also very important for all, who are passing on interpretations which we cannot bear, which we are not tolerating at all. Not one single interpretation may be found in our midst. Only God's word, and again God's word. And here Brother Branham says, in closing, as nobody knows when the Lord returns, so also no one will know the mystery of the seven thunders. May all who live in their fantasy, who have come with their fantasies, with their own thoughts, may they just keep it in mind. In my office, there's a letter of a brother who thinks to know the new name of God. All are just misunderstandings. And therefore, we are very grateful to God for the soberness which he has given us by grace, that we don't have to interpret anything, but that we just keep the word of God and getting it revealed by the Holy Spirit. Last night we heard of all the natural catastrophes. We just mentioned a few. And it will increase. It will increase. Also the perplexity and the unrighteousness will take over. That's how it is written. Whether we like it or not, everything what is written will take place. Be it concerning Israel, be it concerning the nations, be it concerning the church, whoever is meant, God's word is being fulfilled in every way, and we may witness and see it by his grace, and by it we can recognize really, without any fun, we can recognize that the return of Jesus Christ is at the door. Because that's how our Lord said it. When you see these things coming to pass, then lift up your heads, for you know that your redemption is drawing near. So may all who are here today, and all who are listening, and all who one day will hear it again, may all find grace in the sight of God to recognize the time, to recognize the message, the words of the Holy Scripture. And today it is really upon my heart to not only say, have you understood what the Lord said? Yesterday, we were speaking about it. Matthew 13, verse 19. Matthew 13, verse 51. Have you understood all this? Then we went to Luke 24, verse 29 to 32. And then we went up to verse 51, where the Lord opened the understanding for the Scripture. Brothers and sisters, has the Lord opened unto us the understanding for everything what he said, for everything what Peter said, what Paul said, what James said, what John said, up to that what was revealed on the Isle of Patmos? Has God really opened the understanding for the Scripture to us, for the whole Scripture, for the Old and for the New Testament, in the divine harmony? Could he show it to us and reveal it to us? I really had to think about it. When especially our brothers from Chile were reporting, when the strong earthquake happened with a magnitude of 8.2, shaking the country, and the buildings collapsed, and how they witnessed and experienced it. Everything was shaking, and they were also shaking, and everything was dropping down, what could drop down, be it in the kitchen, be it in the living room. Everything what was removable was also removed. And our brothers testified, we were there, we witnessed it, we have seen it, and we were kept safe. Then this is such a personal testimony, not only by hearsay, no, by grace, witnessing it personally. And even 1,000 will fall at your right side, and 10,000 fall at your left side, it will not strike you. It will not strike you. And then, even the flood, which was about 8 meters high, and coming to the brothers and sisters, that wave is dividing. The one wave goes this direction and the other wave goes that direction. And they are kept safe. These are testimonies of the keeping of the Almighty God. Then we have here, together with Brother Didier, we experienced it in Port-au-Prince, their ruins, their rubble, and their rubble, and the house of God had not one single crack. Not one single crack. And then one just has to say that God is faithful. God is faithful that he is not only watching over his word, but he's watching over those who have received his word, who believe his word, who are standing on his side. Has not even God kept safe the men in the furnace? Has he not kept safe David in the lion's den? Brothers and sisters, then also to the point, we just were listing it, whether we understood everything what the Lord said. We are starting with Genesis, chapter 1, verse 26 to 28. Let us make man. We go on to chapter 3. Man has become like one of us. We go on to chapter 11. Let us go down and see how things are there. We are not interpreting. We are going from scripture to scripture. And we know exactly to whom the Lord has spoken. And one could go through the whole Old Testament. And God always reveals himself in a wonderful way. Let me show you that he already revealed himself in the Old Testament in view to Christ, his revelation in the New Testament. He revealed himself as the rock who was accompanying Israel on all of the journey. On all of the journey, he was accompanying them. The rock which Moses struck, out of which the water came forth. I tell you now the scriptures. Exodus 17. I just want to show you how God revealed himself in heaven and on earth. Doesn't matter when and where. His own had always part in what he was doing at their time. Exodus, chapter 17, verse 6. Behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. He did as the Lord commanded him. Exodus 33. Exodus 33, verse 20. And he said, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. Here upon the rock, in the next verse, in the cleft of the rock. Verse 22. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passes by, that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock, and I will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my backside, but my face shall not be seen. In the Old Testament, God turned his back to his people. The people since the Garden of Eden, they turned away from him. And then he had to turn away from his people because they didn't believe, they didn't obey. They went on their own ways. Numbers 20. Here we have another report of that, what happened at that time, at the time of Moses. Numbers chapter 20. From verse 7, actually one should read, up to verse 13. I just read, just briefly, from verse 7. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take the rod, and gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron thy brother, and speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth his water. And thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock. So thou shalt give the congregation and their beasts drink. We all know what happened. Moses spoke to the rock. Moses was striking twice. And then Brother Branham said, therefore, God was angry with him. Because in view of Christ, who went only once the way to Calvary via Gethsemane, who was not bruised twice, but only one single time, once for all, he was smitten. That's how we heard it in the word of introduction. Then God, nevertheless, in his grace, he answered. Now, coming to the New Testament, and then also back to the Old again. Namely, that the rock was Christ. Please listen closely now. Here we have it. Here we have the connection. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. The connection to our time. That what happened at that time with the people of Israel has a meaning, a significance for our time. Let me read the first four verses from 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual food, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. One has to take the Old and the New Testament together. And then we have here a few wonderful statements. The first two are not so good. By them we are warned and admonished. We all need the admonition. Verse 5, but with many of them, God was not well pleased. The baptism in the cloud, in the sea, the drinking from the rock, everything was wonderful. But it could not help all, because they didn't receive it by faith and obedience. Verse 5, but with many of them, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. And now it comes. Verse 6, now these things were our examples to the intent that we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted. Verse 11, which is very important for all of us. Now all these things happened unto them for examples. And they are written for our admonition, for us, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Now just think of it, brothers and sisters. 2,000 years ago, Paul, led by the Holy Spirit, he has written down these things. All this, what happened then with Israel, happened for us for examples, and they were written down for us who we will witness the ends of the age. So obedience must be connected with faith, and faith must be connected with obedience. Everything else will not suffice. Then we have in 1 Peter the spiritual upbuilding of the church. 1 Peter, and here it is chapter 2. 1 Peter, chapter 2. Let us read from verse 5 concerning the building, the church, the holy priesthood. 1 Peter chapter 2 from verse 5. Ye also, as living stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Built up upon the holy foundation of faith, of which Paul is writing to the Corinthians. I have laid the foundation. Another foundation no one can lay except, and in Ephesians 2 verse 20 it says of the foundation, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. And whoever likes to know it precisely, what has to take place now, let him read in Ezra chapter 2 verse 68. Let him read Ezra 3, verse 2, how the people of God were returning from captivity to build up the altar again upon the original foundation, and then also the temple on the original foundation. They were building it. And as it is written there, that Zerubbabel had his main part with all the others. Then it says in Zechariah 4, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation They will also lay the capstone, the agreement, the harmony of the Old and New Testament, the leadings of God with the people of Israel in the Old Testament, and then the leadings of God with the church in the New Testament. And yesterday, we have emphasized the difference. All the denominations, all the churches are referring to the Holy Scripture, but they put their own interpretations into it. They have their own creeds. I can judge it very, very well. Whosoever comes into the free denominations, he will see a sign in the entrance area. We believe and teach. And then all the points are listed. What is being believed and what is being taught. If we would hang a sign there, then we would just hang a full Bible into this show glass. And then we will write over it what we believe and what we teach is already in this book. So, no own interpretation, but the word in the original, getting it revealed. Let us remember many places now. Also, Matthew 28. All were hanging themselves on it up to this day, because they don't have the revelation about the name. And the Lord said very clearly, baptize them into my name. Baptize them in the name in which God revealed Himself as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. As Father in heaven, in His only begotten Son on the earth, and by the Holy Spirit in the church. God above us, God with us, and God in us. And so we thank the Lord. And at the same time we see how important it is when the Lord was asking, have you understood all this? Have you understood Matthew 16 in the right way? Where the Lord said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Have you understood in the right way what the Lord said? What you are loosing on earth will be loosed in heaven, and what you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Have you understood all these things in the right way? Have you received the divine authority to speak in His name the mighty word? Hundreds of years passed until somebody was found who said, yes, this I am now. I am the one, and I will loose and I will bind. No, and again, no. All are misunderstandings which have come up in the course of the centuries, and all are interpretations, twistings of the scripture. At the end of the time of grace, God has brought us back to the beginning, directly leading us back into His Word by His Holy Spirit, leading us into it. And let us say it very clearly, brothers and sisters, God does not tolerate in the bright church anything strange. No strange doctrine. May all do what they like. They will not ask us, or they will not ask God. Up to now, nobody was asking God. All are doing what they have done, and they will continue to do so. But our Lord says, when you do these things what I command you, then you are my true disciples. When you are doing what I command you, and this full agreement with the original church, with what Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John were writing, and all were writing their report about our Lord and Redeemer. And all just to emphasize the word from last night, namely that the bride church is the word of God in this time, the church in which the word of God is being revealed in the right way and is lived out in the right way. Let me give you two examples to it. In the Old Testament, of course, a long time was written, about 800 years it was written, a voice cries in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight a path. It was written, but in that moment, when the time was fulfilled, the written word became the word made flesh. The messenger of God was standing on 2 feet, was walking around in the area of the River Jordan, and was baptizing. And he said, he who commanded me to baptize, he is with me. He received the commission and he carried it out. First, it was the written word, but then it became the revealed word. It was walking and it happened. In the same way, it was with our Lord. From all the 333 promises from the Old Testament, which announced the plan of salvation in advance, of course, all, also them from Genesis 3, verse 15, from 2 Samuel 7, verse 14, I will be father unto him, and he shall be my son unto me. Psalm 2, verse 7, thou art my son, today I have begotten thee. Yes, up to Isaiah 7, verse 14, a virgin shall conceive. Up to Micah 5, thou Bethlehem, the least among the cities, for from you will come forth he who will be Lord in Israel. When the time was fulfilled, all these promises became reality in Jesus Christ our Lord. It's one thing to say in theory, and the word became flesh. But it's a totally different thing when the word, to see the word becoming flesh in the fulfillment of what was announced in the written word. So, everything what God announced, predicted, and promised in his word will become a reality. It has become a reality already at the first coming of Christ. And I'm just happy about that all promises which were in connection with the first coming of our Lord, literally they found their fulfillment. Up to the resurrection, up to the ascension. It's still written. Psalm 16. I will not allow my Holy One to see corruption. And he didn't see corruption. On the third day, he rose and he could say, I live and ye shall live also. I have the keys of hell and death. First a word, and then the fulfillment. A word, and then the fulfillment. That's how it was from the very beginning of the New Testament. Should it be like this at the end? Oh, yes. Fulfillment of all what God said and predicted and announced in His Word. And now, addressed to all brothers within the message. The question now, why are there so many directions? Why? Because people were thinking to be more clever than the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God leads into all truth. The Spirit of man leads astray. There are only two fountains. The one is the Spirit of truth, and the other one is the Spirit of error. Regardless of with how many statements a doctrine is decorated by statements of Brother Branham, I want that it is preached out of this book. With what is written in it, nobody is allowed to add anything, and no one is allowed to take away anything from it. And now my question, how does it come? How come that brothers are so blinded? They themselves are deceived, and they deceive others. Just like others have done it in all the churches and denominations with the written word. So all are doing it who have no divine commission. They're doing it with the statements of Brother Branham. And then a brother tells me a little bit proud, puffed up, we have 9 churches within the message in our cities. We don't need 9. We don't need 3. We need 1 church of the living God. The body of the Lord has to be put together. And by 1 Spirit, we are all baptized into 1 body. And we all, as the living stones, we are built up unto the house of God in the Spirit. As in the Old Testament, in the time of Solomon, all the stones were made fit until the moment when they were fit into the temple. And then no hammer was heard. Nothing was heard anymore. Everything was fitting. Everything fitted nicely. Every stone, every wall, on every corner, every stone fitted. It was hewn at another place, at the stone. And just imagine, all these men of God who were called to do it, to make the stones fit, who revealed it to them? Who? What kind of dimensions they should have? And everything fitted 100%. Also this, Brother Branham, he said, in a couple of sermons with a mighty voice, he emphasized, how is it now? We, of course, are like the Lord is hewing. The Lord makes everything fit. And when the outpouring of the Holy Spirit comes, then everything must fit. Everything has to be in a way as God wanted it to have. And that's how it will be. And this is happening in our time. And therefore, brothers and sisters, just a request now. If the Lord speaks to us in these days, please don't continue in your own thoughts. Don't continue on your own ways, in your own programs. But please humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. We are, of course, not humbling under Paul or under Peter or under John. We are humbling ourselves under God's word. We humble ourselves under the mighty hand of our God, who has given the promises which we believe, namely that at the end everything will be as at the beginning. As at the beginning. And you all know, the Jews are waiting to build the temple on the same foundation where the first and the second temple stood. And it will happen as sure as it is written in the Old and in the New Testament. As sure as it is written in Revelation 11, measure the temple of God, and those who worship therein don't measure the outer court, because the outer court will be given to the Gentiles 42 months. Everything is written already. Let us summarize of what it is about. The bride church, every word, every promise, she has to experience it personally. The word has to become flesh through us. It has to become a reality through us. And as written of our Lord, in 1 John chapter 1, what our hands have handled of the word of life, not a theory, but reality. Just remember, Simon, to whom was revealed that he would not see death except he would have seen Christ, the Messiah. And when the time came, and on the eighth day, he was brought into the temple to be consecrated. There, Simon, led by the Holy Spirit, the same Holy Spirit who revealed to him that he would see the Savior, he was leading him on the day where it took place, he was leading me into the temple. And he took our beloved Lord into his arms, and he said, now you let your servant depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen the salvation of God. Before that, he got it revealed, and then he was holding it in his hands. Reality, holding it in his hands. How was it with the resurrection of our Lord? The same body, the natural body which was put into the tomb, as the immortal body, it resurrected. And the Lord could say, touch me, I am the one. A spirit has not flesh as you see it on me. A resurrection body. Death was swallowed up already into victory. Jesus, our Lord and Redeemer, the victor of Calvary. The emphasis which is upon my heart today is therein that we not only see what God did in the days of Moses, in the time of the beginning of the New Testament. No, that our eyes are opened and that we, with all our hearts, can see and receive the promises for our time. And also that word, which the Lord, that the Lord would send a prophet like Elijah. How often shall it be said here? In the time of Elijah, the ones were following the Asherah priests, and the others were following who? Who was it? Baal priests. And all went on their own ways. And then came the Mount Carmel hour. The Mount Carmel hour has to come, and it will come. God will not miss to give us an answer. God will give an answer from heaven as then. And then all will know how it will go on from that moment on. So, God wanted and He has sent a prophet. And I tell you, nothing was more necessary in this time of the confusion. Who of us would have known the way? Who of us would have known the way? Who of us would have recognized the day of salvation of our God? If God, in this prophetic age, would not have sent a man of God to lead us into the Word. If now a few are misunderstanding what Brother Branham said, then it happens because they lost the respect before the Word of God. It happens because they laid aside the Bible. Yesterday night, we did it like this. And we took care that all the sermons of Brother Branham, which he held since 1962, they were translated into the German language. And now they are available for all, also in other languages. And I tell you, read in it. Read in it, the instructions which God gives us in these sermons are just powerful. And mostly, he included also the personal part, which is not so fitting to me. My ministry is a complete different ministry. My task is to preach the whole word and to go into all the world to proclaim the counsel of our God. But Paul and Brother Branham, they told the sisters the right place. And sometimes, even the brothers are hurt when he is hard with the sisters. Not so, brothers and sisters. Sometimes we are really hurt when the man of God goes into judgment with the sisters. When he speaks about clothing and short hair, when he tells them a couple of things, to the natural man. The natural man doesn't like it. But whoever is born of God, he will be thankful forever that the truth of the word was preached up into the natural details. This is also written in Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3, where the Lord simply speaks about through Paul he spoke, until we come to chapter 4 and chapter 5, where God has set the ministries for the edification of the body of Christ. Let us read once again from chapter 3, verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, rooted and grounded in love. Chapter 4, just from verse 2, a couple of thoughts and verses. With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. We say Amen. Then verse 11, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. And that's for what? For what? It's written in verse 12. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So precious, the unique ministry, the promised ministry of the prophet was, if not the several ministries are not added to the church, so that in the church can take place what God has given us through the prophetic message, and this has to become our sincere prayer, that God restores everything as it was at the beginning. Can you say amen to it? If I had to do it, then I would really be afraid. But he did it at the beginning, and he is also doing it now at the end. Then chapter 5, from verse 21, Ephesians 5, from verse 21, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. And he is the Savior of the body. You all know how loudly they are laughing about such scriptures. Everything that God has given instructions in His Word, they have removed it. In the days of the apostles, there were no she-bishops. There was no she-apostle and no prophetesses, except the false prophetess in the book of Revelation, who was misleading the servants of God, but not being set by God into the church. Today, she bishops and all kinds of things which you can imagine, she pastors and so forth. Where is the divine order? The divine order is only established in the called out church, ordered by God. All the others will continue in their own ways. And therefore, we just want to thank God, just thanking Him, that all brothers and all sisters are submitting under the Word of God. And that it becomes a lamp unto our feet in all ways. Let us summarize it once again. The promises have been given. Everything what was for the first coming of Christ up to the founding of the church, when it was fulfilled, what God spoke and promised through the prophet Joel. Peter said it. Peter emphasized. Here happens what God promised through the prophet Joel. First promises, and then the fulfillment. And now the promise of the calling out. Ye, my people, come out of Babylon. Touch not the unclean thing. Be ye separate, and I will be your God, and ye shall be my people. And then it's being fulfilled what the Lord said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Brothers and sisters, I really believe that not one single of us has a resistance in his heart, but rather that it can take place what is written. He will turn the hearts of the children back to the fathers and prepare the Lord a well-prepared people. As John the Baptist was turning the hearts of the Old Testament believers to what God ordained for the children of the New Testament, not the heads, not the thinking, the thoughts, no, the faith in the heart. Revelation doesn't come into the head, revelation comes into the heart, which has received the Word of God and which also believes it. And we may just count ourselves happy and blessed that we found grace in the sight of God. We say it to the whole world and in all countries, our brothers, to our sisters, believe God, believe God's Word. Place the message into the Word, and the Word into the message. Have no contradictions, but only divine harmony from the beginning to the end. Also, this is a wonderful gift of God that we, and I think, I take myself the right. from all brothers, whether they came up 20 years ago or 10 years ago or 30 years ago or 44 years ago, nobody came on the scene. But I can really thank the Lord that I, from the very beginning, with full respect, accepted the ministry of Brother Branham without any resistance, every sermon which he held. And because I received, I translated the sermons personally, I know every sentence, I know everything what he said. And if the false brothers would not have come and would not have taken certain things out of context, then everything would have remained in a divine harmony. And on every in every city there would be only one church of the redeemed, of the sanctified ones, in the Word, washed in the blood of the Lamb and sealed by the Holy Spirit. Right at the end, in closing now, the good news. The Lord will give the breakthrough. The Lord will give the breakthrough. I don't know. The brother will hear it now. He is connected now. He was phoning me. And he just claims that the Lord has announced him the days until great things will happen. Yes, until great things will happen. I don't need to take it. But I know, I really know that we are right before it. We are right before it that the Lord God will do something tremendous. I don't need the exact dates. I just want to be part of it. I want to be part of it when God manifests himself in his power and glory. Not long from now, it will take place. The Lord will not leave anything. He will confirm his word and he will complete his work. Did we understand it? Have we understood that God makes through us and with us history of salvation? We have a direct part in what God is doing right now. Did we understand all this? And right at the end, two more things. All the newcomers and who have problems with the ministry of Brother Branham, you all know, if one uses the word prophet, then the people are getting nervous already. But when God says in his word, I send you the prophet, then I can also say it. Then I may also say it. And not only may, then I have to say it. I have to say what God said. And woe unto me if I don't do it. And this I'm doing in all these years. And I'm very grateful to the Lord God for you, dear brothers and sisters. Don't you notice that we have returned to the first love? That we are closer and closer united with God and with one another, and that we have holy reverence and respect before the Word of God. And really, by grace, we can recognize everything and see everything. Now the question, which was addressed to me, are there brothers and sisters who would like to be baptized? Do we have in our midst brothers and sisters who would like to be baptized? Then please stand up. There's one brother. Perhaps he can wait for the next time. Not so. One can also baptize one, like Philip did at the eunuch. It was also not different. Not so. With God, all things can take place as it comes. If the brother wants to wait, maybe others will be added. It's good. If not, who asks him that we can decide? We are standing up now to thank God together. And if the sisters have a fitting song, they should come and they should sing it. We are rejoicing over the instruments. We are grateful to God for the choir leader, thankful for all the talents which can be used for the glory of God, grateful for all of you. The whole world shall know it. They shall see it and hear it, that people are coming together. They are not looking to the costs. They are looking to the word of the Lord. They have a desire, a longing to experience, to have part in that what God is doing right now. May He bless you. May He bless all of us. Please sing.
Mein Gott, ja.
Der Bräutigam kommt, oh, denkt an sein Wort. Wacht, ihr Erlösten, wacht immer fort. Zu jeder Stunde, an jedem Ort, wachet, der Herr kommt bald. Herr, wir wollen in Bereitschaft stehen, eifrig sein im Wachen und im Flehen. Bis du erscheinst, Herr, bis wir dich sehen und dir entgegengehen. Der Bräutigam kommt, wer Rechtes bedenkt, hält seinen Blick zum Ziele gelenkt, nicht in das irdische Treiben versenkt. Wachet, der Herr kommt bald. Herr, wir wollen in Bereitschaft stehen, eifrig sein im Wachen und im Flehen. Bis du erscheinst, Herr, bis wir dich sehen und dir entgegengehen. Der Bräutigam kommt, ihr wisst es zuvor, richtet nach oben Auge und Ohr, richtet den Sinn, die Herzen empor, wachet, der Herr kommt bald. Herr, wir wollen in Bereitschaft stehen, eifrig sei im Wachen und im Flehen. Bis du erscheinst, Herr, bis wir dich sehen und dir entgegengehen. Der Bräutigam kommt und wer unverletzt ihm seine Treue hält bis zuletzt, wird über Großes dereinst gesetzt. Wachet, der Herr kommt bald. Herr, wir wollen in Bereitschaft stehen, eifrig sein im Wachen und im Flehen. Bis du erscheinst, die Braut, die sich auf Erden schon ihm vertraut, die auf sein Kommen stündlich geschaut. Wachet, der Herr kommt bald. Herr, wir wollen in Bereitschaft stehen, eifrig sein, im Wachen und im Flehen. Bis du erscheinst, Herr, bis wir dich sehen und dir entgegengehen. Herr, wir wollen in Bereitschaft stehen, eifrig sein, im Wachen und im Flehen. Bis du erscheinst, Herr, bis wir dich sehen und dir entgegengehen.
Amen.
This is our desire. Blessed and praised be our Lord. Let me once again point and announce that on the 23rd of May, God willing, we will be in the city of Berlin. And I would like that the brothers are giving out the circulars, because when you go out, you are probably not able to take it there, so that all can take the circular letter. And on June, on a Saturday before Zurich, we will have a meeting in Salzburg. Now we will pray together. And we have told you that tomorrow, God willing, we will travel to Israel for about 12 days. For me, it's a special blessing because I can rejoice that my brothers and sisters will be blessed when one is on Mount Zion, on Mount of Olives, in the Garden of Gethsemane, Calvary, when one is there. These are moments which are just so mighty and which are filling us with gratefulness. And everyone has to be sure of his opinion. Many would like to go, but they cannot. So just remember us, and together we will also remember the people of Israel. In Israel, there are really 31 different messianic churches who have no direct fellowship among one another. They have their own teachers and teacheresses, and one has to say it to the Jews in sincerity. In the time of grace, also the Jews are not allowed to do their own things. They have to be led, they have to be placed into the Church of Jesus Christ. That what is ordained for the Jews in a special way, this comes according to Revelation 11, only when the two prophets will come on the scene. So we are just so grateful to God for the precise insight and overall view of His divine plan of salvation. Take greetings with you, and God willing, we will see us in Berlin or in Salzburg or in Zurich, and then, God willing, on the first weekend in June, We will see us here in the love of God, joined in the love of God. Remember me in your prayers. To me, it's sometimes like Job. I feel like Job. The trials are not missing. But the Lord has the last word. Before we pray, let us bow our heads, because today Brother Didier will pray with us. And him I would like to ask to baptize. The one brother who wants to be baptized, he speaks French. And why should we make the effort? Then, of course, Brother Didier can baptize. Not so. And all of us, we go to the pool and rejoice. But let us bow first our heads. And let me ask, does anyone have problems? Does anybody have still problems to place the revealed, to understand the revealed word, the promised word? Or may we pray together with you in humbleness, that the Lord may reveal it to you, that he may give you the understanding for the scripture, that you are not just listeners, but that you are taken into it, having part in it. If the brother would like to come, confidently he can come. Who of you would like to be included into this closing prayer? Raise your hands. Are there some? Yes, there are some. There are some. Please come, also you. I would like to pray now for all who have it in their hearts, who have a desire in their hearts to understand God in the right way, to place everything properly, being led by the Spirit into all the truth, not being taught by men, but being taught by the Holy Spirit, as it is written. Now we will pray, and then we will ask Brother Didier that he will pray with us. Dear Lord, it is upon my heart that all, without exception, who are now called out, that they receive revelation by your Holy Spirit, by your grace. That you, O Lord, yourself can open unto them the understanding for the scripture under the preaching of the word, so that all understand everything in the right way, placing it correctly and letting themselves be placed correctly. May also your word from this weekend, may it not return void, but may it accomplish for what you have sent it for. We thank you for the sending of your prophet. We thank you for everything what you have done already. Bless your people. Bless the bride of the Lamb. And have thine own way with all of us. Blessed and praised be your wonderful and glorious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.